Ooh. What could American culture learn from Thai culture? Well, in terms of one of the what sort of immediately comes to mind is the one of the first things you learn if you go to Thailand, and there's a phrase, it says "mai pen rai." That's just that would be a really good thing for American culture to learn. "Mai pen rai." "Mai pen rai" means never mind. Yeah, sort of like, sort of like, "Boy Wong, let go, it's not a big deal." "Oh, never mind, it's okay, it's no big deal." "Mai pen rai." It's one of the predominant sort of kind of cultural panaceas. It allows people to navigate some of the thorny aspects of human relationship. Might be lying. Yeah, okay. That's just the way it is. Oh, never mind. There's no point in getting upset. Might be lying. There are many, many things. Of course, Thailand is steeped in Buddhist culture for a long, long time. There's a book that was written by Prapa Yuto. I don't think it's ever been translated into English, but it was both because he had spent a few years in America as a visiting scholar to Harvard and to somewhere else, another university, and his English is very good, and one of the things. The book he wrote was Thailand viewing America, America viewing Thailand, sort of the exchange or interchange, the things that each could learn, so that he was so then just seeing that there's possibilities. And that's one of the things that, say, for myself, having grown up in Western North American culture and then having lived in Thailand for 23 years in a rural environment that there was not English speaking happening, so that being able to be steeped in a completely different culture, and it was very helpful in being able to step back from cultural conditioning, as well as sort of saying, well, it isn't as if there's a perfect culture anywhere, and it's just the human condition is just not that way. So and you think, wow, boy, if there was a culture that was steeped in Buddhism, then boy, that would really solve all the problems of the world. No, it wouldn't. There's still human beings there. They'll create suffering wherever they go.